Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Diego Aparicio and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. We are here on the Venice Lido for the 76th Venice Film Festival. And I'm joined today by director Joe Odagiri and actor Akira Emoto, who are here to present their film They Say Nothing Stays the Same, which is competing this year in the Giornate degli Autori's official selection. Ohayou gozaimasu. It's very wonderful having you here both today. Thank you so much for making the time to speak to Fred about this wonderful film. Welcome. Hello.
Konnichiwa.
Well, my name is Joe Odagiri. I came here as a director this time, but also I'm actor too. And then this one is my first full-length films. And then this is very maybe Japanese feeling, and maybe Asiatic. And also this is also the main story about that the boatman. But boatman is very familiar with that all people who live in Venice, so that's quite good. So that I really hope everybody enjoy this film. My name is Akira Emoto, and I'm main role in this film. This is I'm really playing that boatman. And then I'm very happy to come here in Venice, very honorable film festival, Venice. You know, that's a very wonderful thing. And as that Joe Odagiri told about it, and I really hope everybody enjoy watching this film.
I'm very sure they will. And for our listeners out there, I'm just going to give a quick recap of the story, which is that Toichi's character, so Akira Emoto's character, is a boatman who ferries the villagers to a town on the other side of the river. Upstream of the river, a large bridge is being constructed, which threatens to eliminate Toichi's contribution to the lives of the locals. So, of course, the film is very much about, you know, change and time and the inevitability of it. I was wondering if we could touch on those themes with respect to the capitalism and environmental thread that you've identified beforehand for the Giornate.
That's correct. It's a very wonderful thing is, and 10 years ago, I already have wrote script draft. And then that time is, I really realized that the trend is go to the capitalism. At the same time, some people really live in the as it is. For example, the very, deepest places in China or Amazon in Brazil, these people's way, I watched these people's life, is they're very far away from capitalism. And then I realized which way is more happy for human beings.
Well, thank you so much for that. I think one of the other thematic threads that would be interesting to explore would be your influences and inspiration. For example, at one point it is mentioned that the river which Toichi goes through every day is somewhat a parallel for the Styx River in Greek mythology. And I was wondering if you had any other, perhaps Japanese fairy tales that inspired this story?
Yeah, どうなんですかね。ギリシャ神話のこと。
To tell the truth, I'm not sure about what kind of influence it to make the story and the structure and so on. But I'm not sure about Greek mythologies because I'm not familiar with. But maybe something like a very primitive, you know, scenery of Japan, very traditional Japan. And also this, you know, main character is a boatman, very traditional way to boating. Very unusual to do that as a profession. They existed maybe hundreds of people in Japan. And then I really think it's a very good old day of Japan that is, you know, it's I really that's come out to my as a memory. So that's but I'm not sure what kind of inference I deeply is done to me.
Well, whatever it was, the film comes out as an ode to the beauty in the simplicity of provincial life. And I think, and I hope, a lot of the viewers here will appreciate that. Moving on, I think it's interesting to talk about the symbols you use in this story. For example, this girl that appears also from upstream, like the bridge, and the girl is called Hu, which is Japanese for perhaps wind, but maybe also other things. And Doichi recognizes her contribution to his life and the way that the wind shapes the river and so on. But he isn't sure how to give an interpretation for his own name, which, you know, comes back to this idea of the humble boatman just serving the locals. What does Toichi mean in Japanese, and how did you approach this character, Akira?
Well,
that is maybe not just only about Japan, but this is related to all over the world. And in this society, if we're a civilized country, it's maybe at the same time we're losing something. But many things may be losing. And then maybe that's, you know, the director, Joe Odagiri, is one to do that, symbolize the, you know, there's a boatman is a symbolize of one of them. And then, we're going to lose it, we know it. And then, but that is how, that is, he just, as a symbol, that person is a humble way to the life, and is living in a small hatch. And then, but all the time, simply row the boat and dedicated to the local people. That is for something like it's like showing that sort of things. It's like a fairy tale. And what is this happiness of Japanese people? Maybe director want to say that. Maybe.
How do you think this character of Toichi was different to the ones you've portrayed before on screen? Because I believe you've worked on Zatoichi in the past, and that's, you know, a very different type of cinema. But, you know, having worked with Takeshi Kitano must have been a very, you know, wonderful experience. You know, he's one of the masters of cinema, and equally, Joe, you've worked with Kim Ki-duk and Hirokazu Koreeda. How was that experience for you both, and how have you come to meet and cross paths for this film?
Well, but you know, as an actor, is we always, you know, different, interpret different. It depends on the script. It depends on the director's direction. So that is always different. That is a natural thing. For example, this this script is that Toichi is a. I think it's just only, you know, put into the Toichi's character in their natural environment. And then, as a human being, cannot compete with the natural environment. Nature is much bigger than the human being. So that is just put it myself and as a Toichi inside and in front of the scenery of this nature. That's it.
おっしゃったように、キム・ギドクさんや、
Well, that is an interesting thing. Is I'm very lucky to enough to do, work together with Kim Ki-duk and Mr. Koreeda, of course. That's, and also Roye is the showing yesterday and in this film festival. That's all different styles, all different styles. So that's I learned many things. It's many type of the styles there in the filmmaking. But maybe one thing I try to avoid is if I don't, I'm not sure. Sure about I'm not I don't like it and I try not to follow that way.
Coming to a close, I was just really curious as to how you got to work with Christopher Doyle. Oh my, you know, what an honor to work with someone like Christopher Doyle. And can I just say the cinematography of this film was impeccable and absolutely stunning.
Doyle-san,
well, Mr. Dory is really, you don't say that very shortly. He's like a happy old man. And then he's really always create a beautiful atmosphere and during the shooting. And then, but it's a lot of meaning. He's really shooting for the very Japanese, you know, Japanese-like scenery like that. And then also a lot of importance inside.
And Joe, how was it working with Christopher Doyle for you?
I think first of all,
I really joined, his director's, movie as an actor. And then, so that is one we, since we met him, and we're always talking about, let's make film together in the future. And that is who came true. And Chris is, of course, he's one of my friends. And also, he's really, take care of me like, it's like relatives, kids, so he's really take care of me nicely, full support to make this film, and he did ask me what kind of film does he want to make, and then so that without him I couldn't make film like that way, and then impossible to this film is finished without him.
Well, thank you so much both for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting you in person, and I wish you all the best with the film's journey. From the Venice Film Festival, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.